Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to The Glowdown by Breaking Beauty.
Our episode featuring Breaking Beauty news, what products we're loving
and not so much,
plus insider hair, makeup, and skin tips.
And the trends that are blowing up our DMs, we've got the hot takes coming right up.
Welcome back to The Glowdown, everybody. Hi, Carlene.
Hey, Jill.
How's it going?
It's good.
Okay, before I forget, because you know I'm going to forget, I need to take care of some housekeeping. You know how we've been wanting to do a listener survey for what, like a year?
Yes.
Well, I finally figured out Google Forms.
Oh, thank you, Jill.
And we're going to do it.
Tech wizard. Yes.
So basically, we want to hear from our listeners about the content on this show, what they want to hear more of, what they would like us to improve on, mm-hmm. anything. We're open to the feedback.
Yeah.
So we created a little forum in Google and we have placed it on our website, and we're also going to link to it in our show notes. It'll probably take you like 5 minutes, honestly, to do this survey. It's not complicated. And it's basically, we will just use that info to help inform our future episodes as we're planning out the rest of the year and into the future.
I'm so excited for this.
Yeah.
And we actually have a bit of incentive.
Yes.
So we have a contest. It's from the Inky List. So some of you may have listened to that episode recently. Mm-hmm. It's a skincare line, a budget skincare line that really focuses on single ingredients, just cracked into the US. It's pretty new in Canada, and even just last year it launched in the UK. So many people are curious and dying to try it.
One lucky person is going to win 19 products from the Inky List worth more than $200. And all you have to do is fill out our survey to be entered for a chance to win. And so we will link to that in our show notes. And you can also find it on breakingbeautypodcast.com. All the details will be there. And we hope that you we'll click through and give us some feedback. We would love that.
I can't wait to learn more about all of you.
Yes, exactly.
And in other news, we were recently guests on a couple of podcasts. One that I want to call out first is Under the Influence podcast with Whitney Eckes.
Yeah, so Whitney is based in San Diego. We jumped on a call with her, and her whole podcast focuses on the booming business of social media and social media influencers. And so we were giving her our take on like where we think this whole medium is going, how we journeyed ourselves from print publishing into podcasting. Of course, we couldn't get through an episode without talking about some of our favorite products that you probably haven't heard us talk about before. And we will link to this in our show notes. We had a great time talking to her.
Yeah.
It's always fun to connect with more pod fam, right?
For sure. So mm-hmm. just search it up in mm-hmm. iTunes. It's called Under the Influence Podcast. So tell me about your weekend.
Oh my gosh, I had such a massive weekend. You don't even know.
Tell me.
Do you know who I got to hang out with officially this weekend?
No, who?
Michelle Obama.
Oh, no, you did?
Yes.
Stop. I'm yes. like, I'm not even, I'm in disbelief. I'm
her
like,
jaw,
what?
Her jaw is on the table, everybody. Yes, I paid for a ticket to go to Scotiabank Arena here in Toronto.
Okay, this with my makes friend so Vanessa, much more sense.
With my friend Vanessa.
Uh-huh.
And we got to see Michelle Obama in the flesh.
Oh my
god! Talk about inspo. I mean, honestly. Oh, you know.
What was your favorite part?
Well, you know, I couldn't stop talking about her book. There was just so many nuggets of wisdom. And I don't know. I just think that she is... I just find her so inspiring and she's so commanding on a stage. And it was just so great, the energy in there. Everybody, it's just so positive. And I think we need so much positivity right now. After the Michelle Obama event on Saturday night, I was so excited when I was scrolling through Instagram because in New York City, Gucci Beauty was having this off the charts party to finally reveal their latest lipstick launch. As some of you may know, they've been teasing out for a while that they're revamping their makeup. And on Saturday night, they revealed to the world the 58 shades of lipstick that are the first part of the collection. They're gorgeous. I was lucky enough to have a sneak peek of the lipsticks a few weeks back at a press event. We will report back. But what really has everybody talking are these campaign images. It's all masterminded by Alessandro Michele, of course, the creative director at Gucci. And the reason that these campaign images are making headlines is because they're all about celebrating imperfection and celebrating flaws. In fact, Alessandro Michele, when he was describing them, he was saying that makeup should not mask, but rather exalt flaws and make them part of the everyday language of beauty, which I'm so on board with. So, for example, one of the main images features punk rocker Dani Miller. She's so badass. And she's smiling in the campaign shot, and she does not have hyper straight, bleached white teeth. In fact, she has kind of the opposite. Estée Lauder went so far as to call it dental diversity in this campaign. And I think that, you know, there's even some shots where there's like lipstick on teeth, and it is truly just so groundbreaking, and it's kind of polarizing, honestly. Like, we put a picture of it up on our Instagram stories on the weekend, and it was divided right down the middle. 50% of people loved it, 50% of people loathed it. So I think anytime you can get that kind of reaction, it's a good thing. And I think we're just not used to seeing it, so it's going to take some time to sort of wrap your head around seeing that in a glossy makeup campaign. So what did you get up to?
I was looking for a place to stay.
Yes.
As you know, we're doing a family trip to the East Coast this summer.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to PEI, which some of our listeners may know is where Jill's from.
Prince Edward Island. Yes.
So we're actually going to hook up for a few days on the beach.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
We'll bring the mics down to the beach, get some sand in them, see what happens.
I can't wait to like get the sound of the ocean on the mic.
Yes.
But I was looking for places on Airbnb, and I found a place that was said it was gently haunted.
Mm-hmm.
What? Like what?
Well, I feel like if it's an old farmhouse, stands to reason.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, who stays there though?
That's I think there's a whole niche market of people that love staying at haunted places.
Yeah.
It's part of the lore. It's
right.
Part of, you know, we're going to stay here, and then it adds to the vacation.
Yeah.
You know, it's like just another story they can tell when they get home.
I guess so. I feel like it's also just a way to potentially market like a shithole.
Yeah.
You're like,
this is true. And the other thing is too, like maybe it's an SEO thing. Like maybe they're trying to capitalize on vacation seeker or people who are seeking out haunted homes to vacation in.
Maybe.
You know, and that pops up on Airbnb. It would pop up.
Yeah, so. Probably. Well, I'll tell you, whoever's staying there doesn't have kids. I mean.
So did you find a place?
We haven't booked anything yet.
Didn't pull the trigger.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned on that front.
Okay.
But so yeah.
What else did you do?
Well, okay. I don't know if you know this. I'm going to quiz you. A little trivia. Do you know when Star Wars, like the national day for Star Wars is?
Yeah, May the 4th.
Yes.
May the 4th
be with you.
Yes. Yes.
So of course we had to do a little bit of a little honor, a little hat tip to Star Wars.
Are
I know you're not the biggest fan, are you?
Whatever. I can take or leave. But do your kids watch it now?
Yeah. So, well, I grew up with it, of course. And like, I mean, it was like Game of Thrones style epic. When I grew up, it was really big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin, my husband, of course, was the same. But it's really fun when you have kids to like rewatch these movies. And so that's what's happening now. And Ryan's a little young, but Ines gets it. She's super into it now.
Cute.
And so she's watched the old ones. She's watching the new ones. And that actually leads us into today's guest.
Yeah.
Because we have Felicity Jones on the mic.
Wow.
So excited.
It's our second A-lister ever. We had Amber Heard back in September, and now we have what's her name in Star Wars?
So her name is Jyn Erso in the movie Rogue One.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. So it's just like, it's great to see, because the old ones, like, they had these strong female characters like Princess Leia, but even listen to the name Princess Leia. It's like, I mean, she was a badass, but she also, like, sometimes they had her looking kind of like a sex slave in one scene. Mm-hmm. And like, it's just so different now when you look at the more modern, like,
portrayal.
Female leads. Mm-hmm. It's just, they are warrior women.
Yeah.
They are so badass.
I think she's just such a star, Felicity Jones. Like, I saw her in the Ruth Bader Ginsburg movie at the end of last year. She was amazing in it. She really embodied, like, her small but mighty personality with Ruth Bader Ginsburg, RBG, forever. And I loved her in Theory of Everything, which was like an Oscar-nominated movie a few years ago.
Yeah, so good.
Also playing a very strong woman, Stephen Hawking's wife, right? Mm-hmm. But when I first fell in love with Felicity Jones was her 2011 movie.
Yeah.
And it was called Like Crazy. I'll never forget it.
I heard of that one.
And it's an indie darling movie. And it's all about first loves, really, and they fall in love as students, and then like continents keep them apart, but it's like this beautiful, heart-wrenching love story, and you're like, you will sob on your couch with your friend. Like, my friend Laura and I've watched it so many times, it's like embarrassing, but it's like you can't cry and you can't watch it and not bawl your head off.
Oh my god, I could see the red wine, all the snacks,
all the snacks.
The
and
tissues.
This was like a big hit at Sundance when it first came out, that movie, so that's how I knew about it. And
it definitely
was in heavy rotation for a while.
I have to tell you, it was such a thrill to meet Felicity Jones in person. Mm-hmm. And she's really beautiful. She's also really sweet. I brought a comic book with her face on the cover, Rogue One, and she signed the inside for my daughter.
Oh, that's so sweet.
To Ines, may the force be with you. Aww. I will treasure it forever. But I'm sorry that you weren't there.
Oh, that's okay.
That was kind of a
next
bummer.
Next time, because we didn't say where you were when you met her.
Yeah. So I was on a press trip in Tokyo. I was so thrilled to be there with Clé de Peau. So for those of you who may not know, Clé de Peau is a luxury skincare line from Japan, mm-hmm. hence why the event was in Tokyo.
And makeup too.
And makeup too. Yeah, mm-hmm. of course. I always think of the skincare, but mm-hmm. yes, they have makeup as well. And Clé de Peau is super luxury. It's kind of like La Mer and La Prairie.
Yeah.
It actually is part of Shiseido, mm-hmm. but even more luxurious than Shiseido.
Yeah, I always think of Clé de Peau because the name is French,
which
a lot of people, that's why a lot of people don't know it's Japanese.
Right.
But it translates actually to mean keys of great skin, or keys like Clé de Peau.
Right.
And I love all of their products. Their concealer is next level. It's the best.
Every pro makeup artist has this in their bag since I was a baby beauty editor. Mm-hmm. People would recommend it. And I've turned it on to so many friends. Mm-hmm. And even though it's like $90, mm-hmm. they still buy it. They're like, damn you.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah,
it really works.
It's kind of like a pancake stick.
Yeah.
I guess it's like, you know, the Bobbi Brown, like the foundation stick. It's just the perfect coverage. And Felicity Jones talks to us later in the episode about why she loves it as well. Yeah. But I've been singing the praises of the skincare for so long.
I feel like it's gaining a lot of traction right now. Like, I even saw Kim Kardashian's facialist right before the Oscars, Joanna Czech. She used their illuminating concentrate on Kim Kardashian. She Instagram storied it.
Okay.
I was like, oh wow, it's infiltrated the Kardashians now. This is like a big deal.
Well, I was a fan for I don't know. But
didn't you say it's not in the UK yet, but it's coming?
Yeah, it's coming to the UK. So that's super exciting. That's happening in September. It will launch at Harrods. So there were a lot of British editors who were at the event that I was at as well.
Is that not shocking that it was not in the UK?
I know. I'm surprised by that, but I guess it's just like slowly making its way. Mm-hmm. I have to tell our listeners about my personal favorite product.
Yes, let's hear it.
Because I have been singing the praises of the Protective Fortifying Emulsion for years. It's basically the daily moisturizer.
Right.
with SPF. It's called an SPF of 22. So it's like you get the anti-aging benefits. It's brightening, but it's just the perfect texture.
Yeah.
Like for a daily moisturizer with SPF, I'm like, other companies should just reverse engineer this one because it's that one that goes on perfect under makeup. I've got the empty. It's got barely any in it on my top shelf. I just can't bring myself to throw it out.
Yeah.
It's just always there.
Is it scented?
Just faintly, because you know I don't love the super scented. It is scented, but not a lot, and it doesn't bother me, and I'm pretty sensitive to that.
Okay.
The softening lotion is like the best essence ever. It leaves your skin so supple. But anyway, I digress. So the event that I was at, it's interesting because it wasn't about a product launch at all.
Right.
It was actually for a new initiative that Clé de Peau is doing. It's called the Power of Radiance program.
Okay.
So it's really cool. It's like a multi-year commitment that they're doing, and it's all about supporting education for girls and women around the world.
Oh, so every recipient of this particular award in the future will all be focused on education?
Yeah, all of them. It's always going to be about education.
Okay, cool.
And whoever the recipient is will get funding for the charity of their choice. So this was the very first one, the kickoff event. Felicity Jones was there, and there was a panel. The very first recipient, her name is Mazoon Al-Melahan. And so she's an education activist. And what's cool about her is she was a teenager when she got involved in this.
Yeah, she sounds pretty badass.
She was the youngest ever appointed Goodwill ambassador. In 2017, she was only 19 years old when she got that designation for UNICEF. So you can just imagine being like a 19-year-old girl. And she was a Syrian refugee, and her family fled the Syrian civil war in 2013. So she spent 3 years living in refugee camps in Jordan. And I saw her on the stage. And like one of the things that stuck with me that she said is that she was asked what was the one thing she brought from her home to the refugee camp. And she said a book of poetry. And it was just remarkable to me that as a young teenager at that time in 2013, that that would, you know, you'd think it was would be like a teddy bear or something like that.
Yeah. Just and such a prized possession.
Yeah.
The books.
It was just about she always knew that she needed to open her mind and that that was going to ultimately give her freedom.
Yeah, it's cool that they're shining a light on her cause and her the things that she's working on. And I love now in today's day and age, you told me about her and now I can follow her on Instagram.
Yeah.
And you get to see what she's doing. Like she's in the field, but she's also a university student and she's like in the midst of these library stacks getting textbooks for her next paper. And she's just treasuring that so much because she gets to further her education now that she's not in the refugee camp and but she hasn't forgotten what you know, the trials and tribulations that she went through, and she's trying to help, you know, girls all over the world improve their lives.
So I think now she's going to university, but you know, even before that, she was, she traveled with UNICEF to Chad and she was meeting up with children who were forced out of school due to the Boko Haram conflict and helping these girls get back on their feet through education. Yeah. Like they were so displaced.
Yeah.
It's just so powerful for a teen to be helping other children.
So I know you had a few minutes, Carlene, to chat with Mazoon about how she describes her role with UNICEF today. And here's what she had to say.
Basically, my main role is being a voice for children and use my story to highlight what many children have been through or what they really suffer and face in their lives. Also, I go and recognize what UNICEF has been doing around the world, especially in supporting areas in emergencies where children cannot get education. So UNICEF is trying to help them and providing them with all the materials needed and facilities, of course. So I travel field trips and witness the actual and situations and reality of what they face, hear from them, and try to deliver those messages and tell those stories by myself on their behalf to decision makers, to politicians, to anyone really who can help them.
Well, good on Clé de Peau for shining a light on this.
Let's take a short break to shout out one of our sponsors.
Hey, Carlene, what's topping your Mother's Day wish list? Breakfast in bed or what do you got?
Hell no. It's hands down the Molecule air purifier. I am like a walking facial tissue these days. I literally need to blow my nose even before we record because I'm so stuffed up.
Oh, is it because it's allergy season right now or what?
Allergy season. The neighbor's doing renos. There's dust everywhere.
So tell me more about Molecule. What does it do?
So Molecule doesn't just collect pollutants on a filter like the old school HEPA filter, which has been around for like 70 years. It's the only air purifier that destroys allergens and pollutants on a molecular level. Even viruses, bacteria, gaseous chemicals, and mold. So you're really creating the purest air possible as opposed to just trapping it on a filter and leaving it there.
Right. I like that Molecule doesn't look like a traditional air purifier. It kind of is very sleek, almost like an Apple product or a very sexy living room speaker.
Yeah.
And it's made with aluminum tube shell, so sleek and modern. It'll fit in any room.
Molecule's technology has been personally effective as it's been tested by real people and verified by science. So Molecule has given allergy and asthma sufferers around the country a totally new experience.
So customers who have suffered from allergies, they say they love their Molecules. They've had hundreds of testimonials. One customer, this is kind of crazy. She said she was able to breathe through her nose for the first time in 15 years.
Yeah, that's life-changing. Well, thank goodness for this special offer. For $75 off your first order, visit molecule.com. That's molecule.com. And at checkout, enter the code BEAUTY.
That's right. For Breaking Beauty listeners, visit molecule.com for $75 off your first order. And that promo code is BEAUTY. Now back to today's episode. Did you do anything else while you were in Tokyo?
Yeah, I have to say that was quite an experience. I went drugstore shopping.
Okay.
I got a beauty haul so big, I brought it back to share with you.
Ooh.
And I recorded the entire thing when I was in the store.
Look at you. Did your husband go with you?
He did, actually. And you might hear him on the mic, but I had a host. Her name is Shiho. Mm-hmm. And she works at Clé de Peau, but she's just like, she's a local resident of Tokyo. And she took me shopping. She showed me like from all the brands what the hot products are, like what the editors hoard when they go there, what she herself buys. So it was really, really fun. We had to do a part two.
Yeah. So the part two is coming next week. You got to hang tight on that one. It's going to be worth the wait. I get to look at all my products very soon. So much to talk about today. We have an amazing headliner guest who we've teased already, and that's Felicity Jones.
We're going to start our conversation with Felicity sharing what her aesthetic was like back in high school, her first memories of beauty before she became a mega movie star. I read that you've always loved makeup. Mm-hmm. Tell me, in your earlier days growing up, what were some of the beauty products you'd use? What types and what looks? Give us a picture of what you were rocking back in the day.
back in the day. Well, early on, I mean, I was wearing things like Collection 2000 Clear Mascara, which probably doesn't mean anything to anyone here. But in England, it was kind of like the go-to brand when you're about, I don't think it even exists now, when you're about 14, 15.
Yeah.
And my parents were quite strict on not wearing too much makeup at a young age. So the clear mascara was a way of getting around that.
Yeah.
And then, I just loved experimenting. We used to go to this like an indie dance club on a Wednesday night.
What was it called?
It was called Snobs in Birmingham, where I grew up. And it was a big night out. And because I went to all girls schools, so it'd be the time when you'd kind of like see guys.
Yeah.
It was a fun evening. And I remember a group of girls would all get ready together at someone's house and go out, and we'd all be wearing like funny colored blusher and eyeshadows and things like that.
That was the best, getting ready.
But I always loved, trying to do the eyeliner flick. I probably started doing that kind of in my late teens. Mm. And was obsessed with sort of French film and French cinema and Jean-Luc Godard and trying to imitate those kind of French female movie stars.
The cat eye, that's the best.
Yeah.
Speaking about makeup products,
I also read that you're a fan of Clé de Peau concealer. I am as well.
Yes, the best.
What do you think makes it so magical? I try to explain this to people. What do you think sets it apart?
I think it's the consistency mm-hmm. and that it actually stays throughout the day. I found that with wearing Clé de Peau products is that they are absolutely brilliant. When you put them on, they're still there at the end of the day, and a lot of products just sort of disappear or they soak into your skin. But but with the concealer, I think just its coverage is excellent.
Yeah,
and it looks like you've had a really good night's sleep when you probably haven't.
Do you remember who turned you onto it? Was there
well, it was one of those products that was always in makeup artist bags when I was growing up, and you know, working in film and television, they would always have that stick concealer.
Absolutely. And so let's talk about the event that you're here for, Power of Radiance with Clé de Peau. It's the first time that they've launched this initiative. What's your take? How do you feel being involved in it?
I think it's just really important that bigger companies take on these social responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
The whole concept of beauty is shifting so much in such a much more positive direction. And mm-hmm. I think beauty is very much about the inside as well as the outside. I think mm-hmm. the outside is an expression of what's happening on the inside anyway.
Yeah.
It's not just the surface. It's very much about what is it that makes someone radiant? What
right.
is it that makes you be able to share that radiance with other people? And I think that's very much an inner feeling that one has about oneself mm-hmm. and about self-care. I mean, that's such a huge part of beauty now, isn't it?
It's absolutely.
How do we look after ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
Let's pause for a moment to show some love to one of our sponsors.
Jill, I think it's time for a check-in.
Oh boy, about what?
Well, it's almost halfway through the year, and I thought I'd check in and see how your word of the year is going. If you recall, back in January, you were all inspired by Marie Kondo, and your word of the year was to minimize.
It was a little bit lofty of me.
How about the health and wellness front?
Well, I've just discovered Ritual Multivitamin. It's so up my alley because I don't need to clutter my countertop with a million bottles. It's a subscription-based service that delivers multivitamins to your door, kind of aims to eliminate all the confusion in the vitamin industry. They're just like, this is one capsule taken twice a day, and that's all you need.
I love that the tagline is for skeptics by skeptics. You know, my nickname in Slack is Suspicious Sally. I feel seen. So each essential vitamin ticks off all the main vitamins that women regularly need based on what's often missing in our diet. Mm-hmm. So it's got folate, omega-3, vitamin B12, vitamin D3, iron, vitamin K2, boron, vitamin E, and magnesium in one shot.
That's great. And it's cool. They have transparent ingredient sourcing. So you can go to their website, you can see where every single ingredient comes from. So it's sugar-free, non-GMO, gluten-free, allergen-free, vegan-friendly, you know, and it's for those obsessive label readers. It's all out there for you to read up on.
All my fellow Suspicious Sallies. Well, better health doesn't happen overnight. So right now, Ritual is offering Breaking Beauty listeners in the U.S. 10% off during your first 3 months. So visit ritual.com/beauty to start your ritual today.
That's 10% off during your first 3 months at ritual.com/beauty. Now back to today's episode.
Let's talk about how you look after yourself with your self-care routine. Can you tell us, are you a minimalist? Are you a maximalist? Like, what would be on your top shelf if we had a peek?
Because I'm traveling so much, I really have to pay attention to looking after myself because you can quickly get very drained from being on and off flights and in different environments, and mm-hmm. obviously it can be a nightmare for your skin. So what's been brilliant is obviously coming out and working with Clé de Peau Beauté and being in Tokyo is that mm-hmm. I've got on board with the whole facial massaging.
Yeah.
those little instruments. So last time I came, I bought a little facial massager that I've become obsessed with because it's actually really relaxing in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, when you wake up and you're really groggy and you just can't even open your eyes, and I've got this instrument that I use on my face, and I'm working with a makeup artist at the moment for these couple of days while I'm here, and she gave me a tip that you have to push everything up. You have to train the muscles to go up. So this morning I was practicing that routine.
So don't go back and forth.
Yeah,
just go up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need all the hacks right now about how to
how to stay awake and look awake. Yeah, exactly. In Japan.
When you've got off a plane. Yeah.
How about perfume or hair? What kind of products do you love?
I really love Davines, and that was a tip from a makeup artist I worked with on the basis of sex, actually, and she got me onto their products. Mm. And it's a leave-in conditioner.
Okay.
Because the end of your, you know, obviously having your hair blow dried and straightened in a lot of different styles for shooting, it does get it has a hard time.
Yeah.
So I put on a leave-in conditioner, and there's a very easy one that they do,
like a spray.
That's a spray.
Okay.
So
she's motioning spray. So I'm like,
yeah. Non-visual is not. You have to explain what's happening.
Yeah.
So that's been fantastic. And then perfumes. I love Diptyque.
Which
is a very, obviously, a very, very old French company.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always loved their scents for a really long time.
Is there one in particular?
They do a scent called 64.
Okay.
That I adore, which is not too sweet and not too flowery. I like it a little bit more musky.
Mm. Okay. This is a curveball I'm going to throw at you. What would be on Gin Erso's top shelf?
Absolutely nothing. Although she does actually love an eyeliner. That was really early in the discussions. It was interesting, her journey in terms of her kind of hair and makeup.
Oh, really?
And initially we were trying, we thought, okay, shall we go in a direction of, you know, adding hair pieces, sort of having long plaits, almost a bit sort of like dreadlocky at one point.
Yeah.
And then actually Gareth Edwards, the director, was very clear that he felt that it should be as simple as possible. And then that really unlocked her whole kind of appearance, was that it should feel very relatable and very easy. And so then we started looking obviously at Princess Leia, and we liked the idea of the buns, and then we thought, well, why don't we just give her a simple bun at the back,
right?
And then just keep the hair my natural color.
And
then with the makeup, it was about we just did actually, which I don't know quite how she managed to get hold of this in the galaxy, but she did. She seemed to have a Kohl eyeliner pencil somewhere on her.
Yeah.
So we used that, and then just darkened my own skin lightly because she's someone who's been outside a lot and wanted her to feel sort of weathered.
Hopefully she wore sunscreen.
Yeah, exactly. She'd have that with her as well somewhere in her pouch.
And you've played a lot of strong characters, most recently Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Can you tell us about that experience?
It was phenomenal. Actually, shooting it was in Montreal in Canada.
Okay.
And we absolutely loved it. We had such a great time there.
It's great.
Yeah, the food is amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
And the restaurants, and we were a very happy cast, I have to say.
Yeah, yeah.
And that we were out there for about 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And before we went out to shoot, we went over to Washington and we met Ruth for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And her nephew, Daniel Siepelman, had written the script. So she'd been involved very much in all of the genesis of the project.
Mm.
But it was a magical thing to be a part of. It was celebrating Ruth Bader Ginsburg and her husband, Marty Ginsburg, who, as we all know, she is just phenomenal in her strength and determination in the face of such sort of horrible adversity is incredible.
And do you look for that in a character that you're going to play? And, you know, those certain qualities, or what do you look for? And what would you like to play next? What sort of character?
I like, it's what hits you.
Yeah.
I like to keep changing. I don't like to get stuck doing one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's so much that you're not in control of as an actor. Obviously, you know, there are certain things that come through whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
But it depends on what I'm sort of reading at that time. But I like things that have an edge of people wanting to see them. That comes into play when I'm looking at a film. I think, where is this going to sit in the world? So there's a few questions that I ask myself when I'm taking on a role. And the director as well is pivotal, because so much of the feel of the film is down to that person.
Mm-hmm. So you've been busy working on, you know, this event and traveling and jet setting. What will you do next week? What will you do to relax?
Well, when I'm at home, I tend to like seeing friends. I love going to art galleries. I love swimming, Pilates. Don't love it as much, but I make myself do it. And yeah, it's just so nice being at home, especially when you're on the go a lot. It's just that I like pottering around and watching films and not having to do much.
Yeah. If you had a beauty motto, what would it be?
Look after the inside as much as the outside.
Yeah. Well, I have one question left.
I'm shy to ask you this. I have a 9-year-old daughter. She loves you and she loves the
fantastic.
Movies. So you don't mind signing.
No,
she
not
would
at
be
all.
So excited.
What's her name?
Her name's Ines. It's I-N-E-S.
I might do one here just so it shows up.
Thank you so much.
Oh, that's a lovely name. So nice when it's a young girl fan.
I know.
And not an old man.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in. Visit BreakingBeautyPodcast.com for details on all the damn good products we talked about in today's episode.
And be sure to sign up for our newsletter. That way you'll get every episode delivered right to your inbox. You won't miss a single thing.
Or subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast fix.
And please show us some love by rating us or reviewing us in iTunes. See you next time. Like a cherry bomb. Cherry bomb.